A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Tiktan Fit Talmud. Nida Daf Samach, Nida 60b. Pagination is 120. We'll start about midway on the page. Drop below that. Masnisin at the new Mishnah. We're dealing with cases of kesem. That means a stain was found that's on some level attributable to the woman or to multiple women, and we want to know how to process the ruling if it indeed will give them tumah status and change from being tahora to being nida as a result of this kesem, this stain. So the Mishnah states, Shalosh nashim shayu yeshenos bamita, the three women that are sleeping in bed, mita achas, in one bed, v'nimtza dam tachas achas mehen, and blood is found under one of them, a stain. Kulan tameos, they're all tame, and the reason is because they are so close to one another in this particular case as it's being described and will be modified or elucidated in the Gemara on the next page, but they are so close to each other that even though it's technically found under one of them, it's attributable to either one of them because they're sleeping so close to one another. Bodka achas mehen v'nimtzes temeya, if one of them checks and finds that she's temeya, he temeya ushteyen tahoros, she would be tamei, because now it's attributable to her, and she's either way tamei. Her bedika indicates that she's tamei. Ushteyim tahoros, and the other two would get off because it's attributable to her. Now, how strongly we can attribute to her needs to be discussed, but the Gemara does state shabod ka'atzma kashir vest, that her check happened quite immediately from when we're finding the kesem. Now the Mishnah concludes, v'tolos zu bezu, and there are times when women can hang the logic, meaning attribute the kesem, one to the other. If one of them is logically seeing based on her period, and the other is not, because she's from the Noshim of Mesulakos Damim, the women who do not see typically. Elderly woman, for example. So tolo zu bezu, they can attribute one to the other, depending on the circumstances. Vimlo hayu ru'uyim liros, but if you have a sighting of blood, and all of them are in the same category of Mesulakos Damim, not attributable. We have no choice. We found blood, even though none of them are attributable. We have to assume that it came from one of them, and the kesem will have an impact. But again, if some of them are not ru'uyos, fitting to see, and one of them is, then we can attribute it to the one that is and leave the other women without a status change. Let's see the Gemara two lines down into the wides at the beginning of the third line. V'tolo zu bezu, they can attribute one to the other. Tanu Rabbanon, how does this work? Kate said tolo zu bezu. Ubara v'she'ena ubara. If you have a pregnant woman and a woman who's not pregnant, so the pregnant woman typically will not see. Tolu ubara b'she'ena ubara. The pregnant woman can attribute the stain to the one who's not pregnant, and therefore she goes off free from this incident. Menika b'she'ena menika. A nursing woman and one who's not nursing. Tolu menika b'she'ena menika. The nursing woman can attribute it to the one who's not nursing. Zekena v'she'ena zekena, elderly and not elderly. She can attribute it to the one who's not elderly. Besula v'sheina besula, a very young girl, that's besulas damim, Rashi reminds us on the bottom line. Shaloroasa mimeha, she never saw blood yet. She is not yet in the cycle of having a period. Tola besula v'sheina besula. The besula can attribute it to the one who's already been having periods. But if all the women involved have the same unique status of Mesulekes Damit, so there's no one to attribute it to, Zui Shushaninu, this is the case that we say, as the Mishnah did, Lo Hayu Re'uyos Liros, Ro'in Ki'ilu Hein Re'uyos, even if they're not fitting to see, we view it as if they're able to see, they're fitting to see, meaning the fact that they are Mesulekes Damim does not stop us from attributing the Kesem to them. And the Mishnah is ruling that even though they're Mesulekes, the Kesem will still have its impact. Now, the following Mishnah, which is where we're up to on the facing page, is going to describe three women in a bed, and we're not going to do Kulan Tameos. Automatically, they're all Tamei, as we did in the Mishnah that we just learned. But rather, we're going to discuss where they are configured in the bed, and therefore attributed it accordingly. And the Gemara is indeed going to ask, what is the difference between this Mishnah and that Mishnah? Two facing pages. And the Gemara will answer, Bimishu Lavos. They're like rungs of a ladder. They're very close to one another. The Mechaber in Kuf Tzadi Nun explains the distinction as follows. Shalosh Noshim Sheyishenos Bemito Achas. There are three women sleeping in the same bed. Umishu Lavos. And they are Mishu Lavos. So we have in the parentheses, Pirush Tekufos Udvukos Yachar Keshilivos Asulam. They are one after another. Sheraglehem meuros zubazu. Their legs are actually intertwined one with the other. They're literally sleeping together, presumably for warmth, very close to one another. V'nimtza dam tachas achas mehen, and blood was then found under one of them. That's kulan tameos. We're learning that as the case of the Mishnah that we just learned. Mishu lavos, very close together, and that's why kulan tameos. But in the coming Mishnah, as we'll see in the next session, vim einon mishu lavos, if they're not that close together, and blood was found, it depends where, under the middle one or under the outer ones. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.